Hello and welcome to my training. My name is Chuck Holmes. I'm a network marketing professional. Today's training is titled Being Busy versus Being Productive in Your MLM Business. My goal for this training is to inspire and help at least one person who watches this be more effective, be more efficient, and be more productive in their business. Hopefully you'll be that person. So here's the truth. Most people in our industry, they do not get the results that they want and deserve because they focus on the wrong activities or they don't do enough of the right activities. Let me just say that again one more time. Most network marketers do not get the results they want and deserve because they focus on the wrong activities or they don't do enough of the right activities. This business, success in this business, boils down to doing a few simple things very well, consistently, day in, day out, over a long period of time. If you want to be successful, you just got to do 3, 4, 5 things every day. And we're going to cover that in a minute, what you need to do. But you need to show up every day, 5, 6 days a week, week in, week out, month in, month out, and be extremely consistent. Most people just don't do enough of those right things. They're very busy with the busy work in their business. They're surfing YouTube. They're surfing Facebook. They're checking their email. They're cleaning their office. They're color coding or organizing their leads. They're doing something that keeps them busy, but it doesn't actually grow their business. So as an entrepreneur or as a home-based entrepreneur, especially if you're doing this part-time, you have to learn how to work smart in your business. Time is your most precious asset. If you have a family, a day job, other things that take up most of your time, you have to be self-disciplined enough to find a way where you can do this business an hour a day, where you can get really organized, really disciplined, and make it rain, make it happen. So let's face it, not all tasks in your business are created equal. Some tasks do nothing but waste your time, and other tasks make you money. You need to know which tasks make your cash register ring and which tasks take up all your time, but they don't help grow your check or your team. I've also learned, and I had a mentor tell me this once, and it didn't make sense at first, but I've learned through the past 21 years, if you can't build your business part-time, you're never going to be able to do it full-time because success does not boil down to how much time or how much work you do in your business each day. It's how efficient and how productive are you in your business each day with the time that you do have. And if you can't manage an hour or two a day with your business, honestly, how are you going to manage 5, 6, 7, 8 hours a day to grow your business? Did you produce the results and focus on the most important things? That's what you should be asking yourself every day. Did you focus on the right things? Did you do them? Did you do them well? Did you do them consistently? And if you did you get the results that you want and deserve? So this is what I want you to do. I want you to identify the tasks that you are going to follow and do to grow your business. And I want you to focus 100% of your time, money, and effort on those tasks. The most important task in our industry are lead generation, following up, presenting, closing, launching new reps, and supporting your team. If you own a different type of business, maybe you're a blogger or an affiliate marketer, you need to identify what your money-producing tasks are and make sure that you're doing those every day. You want to spend at least 90% of your work hours focused on the right activity. So if you're working your business an hour a day, 54 of those 60 minutes need to be focused on either lead generation, following up, presenting, closing, launching new reps, or supporting your team. And if you're doing that, your team is going to grow. You're going to sign up new people. Your bonus check is going to grow and you're going to feel efficient. You're going to feel good. You're going to feel productive in your business. Also, you want to eliminate and outsource non-essential tasks, or you want to do them after you complete the most important task. Some people watch my videos and they see a picture of my office and they're like, Chuck, your office looks like a tornado came through it. My response is normally having a impeccable, neat, extremely clean office is not what's going to grow my business. I'm out there spending all my time focused on helping people, talking to people, making sales, recruiting, retailing, and that's why my business is growing. You want to track your time and plan out your day every day. Most people understand this. If they have a job, they go to work at a certain time. They have a certain time they go to lunch, a certain time they come home. They have certain tasks that they need to do at their job. This business is really no different, except you need to be self-disciplined. You're not going to have a boss telling you when to work or what to do. You have to be your own boss and figure that out. So what I like to tell people to do is each day have a little notebook or an index card and track how many people did you approach? How many people did you share a presentation with? How many people did you follow up? How many people did you recruit? How many people did you sell a product to? And track this every day, because if you don't track it, you can't improve it. And sometimes just a small little tweak in your business can have a major positive impact in your business. And finally, I want to close this training out with this. This is the most important question. If I was going to just leave you with one tip, I want you to ask yourself this question every day. Don't ask yourself, how many hours did I work my business? What did I do? Ask yourself this: how many exposures did I make with my business and products today? How many people did I share my income opportunity and my products with today? And that, if that number is not at least 10, 20, 30, you're not going to grow your business. You might sign up a person here and there, but you have to come down to the fact that you need to make exposures every single day in your business. And the more exposures you make, the more your team is going to grow, the faster your bonus check is going to go up, the better you're going to feel about your business, the better results you're going to get in your business. If you only did one thing in your business every day, it should be making exposures, where you're reaching out to 5, 10, 20, 30 people a day, inviting them to take a look at what you have to offer. If you can do that, you're going to build a rock star business. Even if you can't do the other things right in your business, that's all you need to do to be successful, because this business is a business of exposure. So learn how to work smart, learn how to work less, learn how to be more productive in the time that you do have for your business, and watch how much better you feel about the industry, about your company, about your team, about yourself, your own productivity, and watch your business grow. I hope you got some value from this. Don't forget to check out my website, charlesholmes.net. You can also leave a comment below. Feel free to share, to like, to subscribe to my channel. I hope you have a great day. If you have a question and you want to private message me or email me, feel free to do that. I'll see you at the top, and thanks again for watching.